Back to the Neil Mitchell Morning Show in just a moment. Again, popping up to the Balranaldshire Council General Manager, Michael Kitzelman. Michael, a fair bit happening, let me say.
Yeah, good morning, Len. It is a busy time, and as you know, a lot of the organisations around our community have had to change how they do things because of coronavirus, and Council is no different. We have changed how we're operating. We're no longer doing face-to-face customer service, and instead we're still working, we're still there serving the community, but now it's through emails, through telephone calls, and through the use of technology, video links, etc. That's something new that we've never done before, like a lot of organisations, but it is bringing in some challenges for us. So I've got a few little things I'm just going to run through very quickly for the community. The number one thing that I'd like to highlight is with the amount of change that Council has been going through over the last 18 months in relation to the public inquiry, the appointment of administrator, we have engaged an independent firm to conduct a survey of the community to gain a better understanding of how the community feels and what the community wants to see happening with our new administrator and our new structure moving forward. So we have got an independent organisation called Jetty Research on board. They will be making phone calls to our community members starting on the 16th of April. If you receive a phone call, that's what it's about. We really need your feedback, so please answer the call. And if you've got 10 minutes, go through and do the survey with them, because that's the only way we're going to have a better understanding of where we're at. We've got some big engagements coming up with our community in the coming months. We're leading into the end of financial year. That means we're setting our budget and we're going through doing that. We will be setting the rates, fees and charges for community. And we're going to need to get that community engagement to make sure we've got it on track and we're going down the right path. We'll be doing live broadcasts on our Facebook page. We'll be putting it on our website. But we're also going to do a trial where we have an interactive meeting with the community. Mums and dads and our community members will be at home and do a live interaction with them through a video conferencing. I really encourage those members of the community, we need your feedback. We need to make sure we keep you safe as number one priority, so we can't meet together in the council chambers. But we'd like, if you can, give the video conferencing a go or participate in the teleconferencing so we can get your feedback. And one of the big wins that we have had, Council received drought community funding to try and assist with the impacts of the drought. Now, we've just had approval that we can use some of that funding for the approved projects to create some local jobs. They will be short-term, fixed-period contracts to get some of that money out to community. And what we're talking about there is funding to do upgrades to some of our parks, funding to create new walking trails, and we're going to get that information out there to the community and make some jobs available for those people who have been affected by the coronavirus and their employers had to stand them down. We're trying to do our little bit. So jump on our website, jump on the council Facebook page, find out more information, because we do want to support the community. And if you receive a phone call, please go through that survey with Jetty Research. We need your feedback.
That's regarding the Balranaldshire, and from the Balranaldshire Council General Manager Michael Kitzelman. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Lee.